Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now, is this company going to do anything about Beanie straight up lying during an update?
What was the lie, Mike?
Did I just hear the Pistons were 15th in attendance?
1-5.
So just so we're clear, they outdrew five playoff teams.
Correct.
Going 14-68.
But
you want me to believe that?
Yes, because
who came up with that? The same people who gave you the big house to sellout streak?
No, from the audit company that gave you the Pistons sellout streak for years, they said the Pistons 15th. Got to be true.
I don't know a human being who bought tickets this year. I only had one ticket request all year. I'm like, are you punking me? My answer is yes. I don't even need to make a phone call. I know I can get you those tickets.
I know a couple people who had season tickets, and it's just because they've had them for so long, they didn't want to give them up.
Hold on. Pistons, 15th in attendance.
They are not 15th in attendance.
I refuse to accept
them. I would argue if you told me they were 27th, I would say, are you sure?
But
can
you know
we go
else?
Back and rework the numbers?
The problem is, too, it would force me to say the following. If they're actually 15th in attendance, we're the dumbest city in America. You cannot possibly, after seasons of 20, 23, and 17 wins, pack top 15 attendance.
Well, you know the place was packed during that losing streak. I mean, yeah. Who doesn't want to see a good losing streak?
Okay, I'll let it go.
Take it with a grain of salt when you hear the sellout crowd and you're looking like there's empty seats here. But I don't know what they were. Maybe, here it is. You include the employees in there.
Or the tickets you gave away to homeless people so they attended your game?
Ticket giveaway and employees. We're adding everybody. Wait, did you just walk down Wilbert? We're counting that.
Every time the queue line passes, they count who's in the little trolley.
That's another 100. Throw it on the list.
I'm sorry. When Beanie came on the air like that, I went, wait, what did he just say? We'll let it go. And yeah.
15th. That means they were right smack in the middle. So no. That means they outdid playoff teams. To put it in perspective.
If that's the case, this town needs a lobotomy. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's. This town is Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal.
I just love it. They're 15th. Yeah. But I've never, after, like I said, the Pistons and the big house sellout streak, and it's like, guys, it's okay to say the streak is over. It's okay to say we didn't sell out.
Right, they had an ice game against Northwestern where there was like 40,000 total people there. Even Doug Karsh acknowledges it.
Yeah.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
Hey, buy a Coca-Cola, get a ticket. Yeah, the streak's over.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to Baez. So Tigers saved a split with the Twins with a late inning comeback against. It is cardiac routine. You better enjoy it. Ain't gonna last all year. And Javi hits a home run, first of the year. He's hitting 140. We finally got one launched into the seats. He made it 3-1. Big moment. And he starts rounding the bases, and fans were not happy with him. And he's cupping his ear like Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. So after the game, our very own Jeff Rieger, no judgment, please. I know some of you don't like Jeff or you think he's a rabble-rouser, but he asked him the question, and Javi answered it. And I think this is the ultimate case of tell somebody who cares. Take a listen.
Does the negativity affect you? I mean, I know there's been times this year where you've been booed after striking out or recording an out by the fans. Does that sort of stuff affect you at all?
Not really. I mean, I've been booed pretty much my whole career. And you know, I know it's frustrating for the fans, but I think that doesn't really help the team and the organization. I think if we grind together, we should stand up together. We should stay together when we're down. So it's not only here, you know, it's happening in other organizations with other players. So it doesn't affect me, to be honest. And I don't think it's really respectful when people talk trash and disrespect you behind a net, you know, that they can say anything. So doesn't affect me, to be honest, and I'm just worried about playing good, you know, and doing good for my team and my organization. So they can do whatever.
But you don't think it's respectful when people boo? Or
I mean, if fans boo, it's fine, but if they start saying other stuff and cussing at you, it's different, you know. You got family out there, and you got kids out there, and that's not what they're here for.
Nothing wrong with what he said, except one thing. We don't care. Tell your wife. Tell your pastor. Tell your friends. Tell your therapist. We don't care. See, he's right. He has every right to say it. Nobody likes smack talk or people disrespecting them. But here's your problem. When you are in the public eye, that's just part of it. See, Javi could really just have moved along by saying, look, I'd boo me. I'm hitting 140. Like, I know I got to be better. Fans paid their money.
There's a reason why I'm at the bottom of the order.
Right, I'll deal with that. I'm not mad about what he said because as adults, there was nothing unreasonable about what he said. The problem is we don't care. It has reached toxic stage. Now they're giving him days off. He's at the bottom of the order. I've told you, if it didn't improve by June, the DFA watch is on. But fans have every right because, look, the guy makes $20 million a year.
Well, here's the thing.
He's awful.
Even he knows that my performance has been lackluster because if you hit a home run, you just round the bases. You don't sit here and play up to the crowd. It's, hey, you're saying we're all on the same team. Well, then act like it as well. Just round the bases. You don't need to show up the crowd.
But he's the same guy who did the thumbs down thing to the Mets. This has been his relationship. There is a level of spite towards it. And I have said this much, like I'll never accuse him. I might be able to accuse Anthony Rendon, but that's a different town and a different situation. It's not like Javi Baez wakes up wanting to be one of the worst everyday regulars in baseball. I don't think any player wants that. Chris Davis towards the end or Adam Dunn towards the end. These guys don't wake up going, how can I find new depths? That's not fun for anybody. This is this guy's life's work. But the difference is I always side with the fan unless the fan does something truly egregious. We don't care. You could take it somewhere else. You're not good enough to talk. That's just reality. The people who paid their money to go watch that game and for 7+ innings get put to sleep.
Yeah.
You finally hit a home run. You did the little cat call thing. You egged it on a little bit.
Right, because your answer should be, as you say, you know what? They got every right to boo. I haven't been performing the way I should, and I got to do better. And that's it. Next question. And nobody would have a problem with that. But the whole, well, you know, let's be positive. Like, come on, man. Just like hit the home run, go around the bases. You're helping out your. But once you did that, you're egging the fans on. Now, if they boo, it's like, well, I don't understand why you're booing because you did this.
Let me ask you a question. And again, I understand the easy answer is no. There's no chance. But guys, look. Between Parker Meadows and Javi Baez, you're playing 7-on-9 every night. Can't continue. Can't. And it is toxic with Javi, and rightfully so. And if he doesn't improve, and this offense continues to scuffle, and the cardiac cat routine slows down, guys, no, I don't think it's a certainty he's here by the 4th of July. I don't. And if you guys want him gone, then that's the role you can play. That if he doesn't perform and it becomes truly I'm not telling you what to do. I don't have the energy in my day to go to a game and lustily boo someone. I don't care enough. I know he sucks. I would get up when he comes up to bat, and if I'm Kenny, I'm going to get a 2-foot churro. Like, you just, it is one of those things that if this is what you want and you want him gone, well, your voices are being heard. He hears it. Mm-hmm. So largely, if his performance doesn't improve and you make it very uncomfortable for this organization, it gives you an opportunity. Maybe he's not here anymore. Because, look, I'm not telling you I think it's happening. I'm not ruling out the possibility. Rico, last year you still had Hinch batting him cleanup. And he only got a day off after he forgot how many outs there were.
Yeah.
We're seeing routine days off.
We're seeing him buried low in the order. He's hitting 140. If it doesn't improve and the fans, the paying customers, keep raining the booze on him, maybe there is an end point here. But his comment isn't wrong. I just wish he would have told someone who cared. Tell your friends or tell your wife or tell your kids. We don't care. You make more money than God to play a kid's game, and you're terrible at it. So, with that said, boo.
See, I mean,
that's it.
I would even go with the Rieger's question in the clubhouse afterwards. But when you hit the home run and you're sitting here doing the, I can't hear you, you're booing me now because I just hit a home run, you're egging them on. You're asking for this.
With the Mets.
You know you're playing like hot garbage. Just take the win, because it's rare that you get something like that and maybe hope that they stop booing you.
Play well and this town will wrap their arms around you like no other. That's it, man. And I'm telling you.
We turned a guy like Brandon Inge into a hero.
No, you did. People like you.
Okay.
My point is, let me throw the number out. What do you make of the Harvey situation? I mean, the booing is, look, it's pretty rare someone gets booed after hitting a home run. At home. That is unique territory. If you think the fans are out of line for that, that's your business. I don't. I think this thing needed to end in the offseason, but that's just not the type of organization we have here. Now, if it continues this way, yeah, I do think there's a possibility that this doesn't. Look, the other problem is Parker Meadows has to get sent down. He has to turn it around or be sent down. That's it. You can't keep playing 5-on-9, 6-on-9. And that's where your lineup is on a good day. 248-539-9797. Do you agree with Javi? Do you think it was appropriate? Do you have an issue with fans booing him at home for hitting a home run? I mean, it's all in play. And do you think I'm totally on crack for thinking there is a window to him being DFA'd? It's all there for you. You do what you like. If you want to play What's Your Favorite Highlight, you can listen to something else. Yeah, I don't know. It's two athletes in 2 weeks that are addressing or complaining about negativity. It's like, guys, here's a piece of advice. It's free. Don't tolerate or validate criticism from people you wouldn't ask advice from. Javi, you make $20 million a year. You've already won. The people paid their money to watch you play a kid's game, and you're failing at it terribly. Just end. I mean, for God's sakes, I learned that as a radio host years ago. What we do is for free and people still cry like hyenas. It doesn't matter because I'm not asking their advice on how to do my job. Like, just stop. So I have I have an East Coast perspective on this. Athletes need to play and don't ever get in fights with fans. And you know what? When you want to complain or you want to cry or you want to tell someone who cares, because we don't. You know what I want? An OPS in the 800s. You know what I want? Some return on the investment this ball club made in you for $20 million a year. That's what I would like. Your feelings are not my concern. You're terrible.
Right. Not you getting all excited because you hit a home run.
And then egging it on.
Right. This isn't your first home run ever. You're a professional.
Well, it is actually.
You need to act like it.
David, ticket text. What do people have to say on it? Number of options here.
It is. Someone's saying, Javi has some nerve. I pay for my tickets with my hard-earned money. I will boo him if I want. You play better, Javi. Someone else is saying, Baez does the ear wave after hitting one home run, and we're still losing, by the way. Now, like he hit a walk-off, I hope the fans do an ear wave back next time he goes 0-4 with four strikeouts.
Right, and again, it's not as if he had been playing good ball for even 7 minutes, much less 7 days. It was cutscene 5 minutes, a couple games prior, he's booting a ground ball, and Scooble looks like he wanted to kill him. Like, just, if you play well for a month and this happens, it's a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that in order for this team to move forward, like, and to give themselves the best chance to win this division, he can't be here. Because it's going to get toxic. Or unless he does something, Rico, he hasn't done since donning the old English D. Play well.
Yeah, but you could tell, listening to those comments, it's starting to get to him. Because it became a topic. Because when you hit the home run, you brought it out. Now, if Rieger just asked that question unprovoked,
that's different.
it's different. But the fact that you did that, now you, it was fair game. And your answer tells me that it is starting to bother you, which I don't know. Because if you want fans to stop booing you, as you say, go out there, hit the ball,
or
do something, contribute to the lineup. Stop batting eighth. Stop caring. Realistically, stop caring.
No fan, you would never ask a fan for advice on how to play baseball. So why would you validate their criticism? There's not a person in the stands who can hit round ball, round object going 98 miles an hour. Why would you ever validate it? It's the dumbest thing in the world. And I don't say it to be insulting, but that's the whole point. It's like a movie director taking criticism from a guy who can't read. I'm not asking you for advice on the camera angle for this scene.
Wait, how did you put it during the break? You put it so succinctly. Like I was
you
like,
said you don't take criticism from people you'd never ask advice of.
Yeah, there it is.
That's
like,
it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I don't care. People bump their gums all the time on Ticket Text. Newsflash. I don't care. I ain't asking you how to do my show. I know I'm good at what I do. I know what the numbers are, and I know what the revenue is. That's the whole point. You have a right to say what you say. We do a radio show. You get to criticize and do whatever you like. But I make the choice. I don't care. Javi should never care. Baseball player, football player, you shouldn't care. Mm-hmm. You won. You achieved the childhood dream playing a kid's game for massive generational wealth. You won. Why would you get into arguments with people pounding hot dogs and $18 beers? Let it roll. I don't get it.
And that's what he just did by doing the ear thing. Now he's telling all the fans, oh, so you hear me now? I'm going to say it louder.
That's the point. And again, we have proof that this is his adversarial relationship with the thumbs down with the Mets. This is what he does. Javi, just stop swinging at sliders 18 feet outside the zone. It's play better, you'll be embraced. And while his answer there was nothing wrong, it's we don't care.
Right. And this town will not only embrace you, they will love you. They will turn you into a hero. Mm. If you just go out there and play like we think that you should be.
Yes. David, a couple more and then I'll get to the calls.
I don't know, guys. I think he has a right to talk about it when people are swearing at him. It's got nothing to do with money. It's about respect.
People swear at us all the time.
But here's
the thing.
I don't care. No. But
whatever.
I give him yes. If you're swearing or, you know, talking about family members, I'm not for that. But you're booing. Okay, that's what we're talking about. They're booing. Yeah. Now if they're calling you all out your name, they shouldn't do that. No one should do that. They're talking about your family members. Nobody should do that. But they're booing you because of your performance. They're paying customers. They don't like it. That's something you got to live with. Okay. You cash that check every other Friday. You got to live with the consequences.
Let's go to the people. Go to Bill, 97.1. Billy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. I heard what you had to say, and I actually agree with you, which is great, right? If Metals can't hit, ship them down. Get a 2-for-1 plane ticket for Javi. It worked with Scherzer. They sent him down. He learned how to pitch, and the guy's been a Cy Young Award winner. I don't care what they're paying him. You don't disrespect the fans. I would have called him in my office, said, you go out there and pick up the trash, because that's what you're playing like, right? With your one home run in 15 games, you're on par for 10 or 11 this year. Do better. Humble yourself. This guy does not know what he's doing, and it's unfortunate because the fans do deserve better. And you can't be sending 5 hitters out of 9 in the lineup. We just don't need these guys anymore. If you can't hit, go elsewhere.
No, and again, it's part of the flaw in from an offensive standpoint, the Scott Harris plan. I mean, you just have a collection of players that aren't good enough. And sure, against horrible teams early in the year, I mean, yeah, must be nice. You're facing the Twins without 2 of their best players. God bless. But if Duran is healthy, you never make that rally yesterday. He comes in a high-leverage situation, and he sits these bums down. But this is what you have to do. Beat the teams that are in front of you when you play them. I'm making a point. Over the long haul, against good teams, you're not good enough. Now, as far as I hate the Scherzer comp because you're leaving out context. Remember, Arizona had him as a reliever. You were trying to make him a starter, and Max was younger. It was a different thing when he came here and struggled, and you retooled, and you unlocked this monster that he became. Javi is not learning anything new. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what his option status is. And again, he's making huge dollars. So it's fun to say it. The only option would be a DFA. Or you pick up a lot of his salary and you trade him out of here. And then it's like the scene, you know, hey, apparently we like operating like it's Moneyball. It's Brad Pitt talking to fake David Justice. The Yankees are paying me $4.5 million for you to face them. That's it.
Yeah. And it's not like, you know what? You could actually go that route because you have the money to burn. It is possible.
Help me, I'm poor. Yeah. $60 million under league average. We're looking at Javi Baez every day. I know.
So, yeah, if you're going to pay him anyway, yeah, see if somebody will take him for pennies on the dollar. Oh,
bring in the Wenciel Perez era. I'm kidding. I don't have an option. He's got to play better or the conversation intensifies by June. It wouldn't happen this early. But if this guy's hitting anywhere near 140 and has no power and is just you're benching him every 4 days and you're batting him eight. Yeah, guys, by June, if you continue to lustily boo him, if he keeps doing little catcalls when anything positive happens, the situation will arise where a DFA becomes could be reality. 248-539-9797. David said, Mike, shut up, I have news. Okay, David.
We have Pistons news, guys. After a disappointing 14-68 season, the Detroit Pistons have decided to hire a new basketball head of basketball operations and will begin their search this week. I think this means he's not getting fired, guys.
He's making the pick, isn't he?
I think so.
He's putting his fingerprints into the foundation. Troy Weaver will be back.
I'm like you, Mike. I was excited. I saw news come across. I'm like, here we go. No, not the news we wanted.
Yeah. We're going to get to the phone calls. And
I saw that news, but I was hoping it wasn't like tied together. Like, okay, we're doing that. And then this person is going to come in and basically say, Mr. Weaver, could you step into my office, please? You're fired. Don't sit down because you don't need to sit down. You're fired. And you know why. Seriously, you do.
That's like hiring someone to check a chef's work. You got the wrong chef. Hold on. Let me inspect that salmon.
That is a great analogy.
It's ridiculous. Rico, it's crazy.
Did you put American cheese on that burger? That's not what we do here.
And again, if you want the full presentation, we started the show. I'm not going back down that road. You can call in about it. I just opened the show. It's 2 o'clock and Troy Weaver's still employed. How? Why? Give me one reason. And then we talked about how they were, the Athletic, thinking about hiring a new president of basketball ops who would have final say in basketball moves. Well, then why would Troy Weaver be here? You're not allowed to make decisions anymore. Just fire the man.
You know what I find interesting?
Evan Jenkins.
Who's going to hire this person?
Right. Maybe Arn Tellem gets to make the move.
But it's the same person that's hired the other people that got you into this position.
Right. And it's not like Troy gets to have a working relationship with the person they hire. Otherwise, why are they here? They'll just agree with their friend. And if you're Monty Williams, Monty. Seriously, straight from the movie E.T., phone home. Go home. Monty, go to Phoenix. You got $1 million a win. E.T., phone home.
See, I see Monty is just kind of sitting around with his boys playing poker saying, I still can't believe they're paying me all this money. Like, every day I show up and my key card works and they allow me to coach this team. It's not like almost like they're not paying attention. Like, we stink.
So if this guy's the boss, will he have the ability, if he comes in and he's like, he's not the guy to make that move?
That's why I'm saying to you, it makes no sense. If Troy Weaver comes to a conclusion on who they want to make the draft pick, is this new president of basketball ops going to be like, I hear what you're saying and respect what you're saying, but draft Reed Shepard. Yeah.
Troy, how
does it work?
Yeah, have you ever watched basketball before? No. Okay, let's look at your track record to my track record. By the way, let's call up Killian Hayes.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'd like to put my name
in the box store. This is Killian Hayes. How can I help you?
David, I'd officially like to put my name in the running for the new president of basketball operations for the Pistons. I will be the last line of defense for the people.
So you're going to be the one to bring Synergy.
You that's know right.
What? That's what they want.
Middle name is Synergy.
In a true roof for radio, I need this to happen like oxygen.
Could you anything imagine? Troy brings to the table. Go back to your office.
Give each of them 50%. Like, you guys got to come up with something in order to move forward.
He gets that job, it's going to be nothing but empty offices. They're all going to be fired.
Hey, dude, you.
Ari Gold paintball gun. Barb!
What do you do here?
Well, no, I've wanted to bring the Bobs into this building to ask people, what would you say you do here?
Like, I was the first round pick last year, Mike. You don't remember seeing me out on the court? Yeah, didn't hit enough threes. Like, I'm Jaden Ivey. Remember, my grandfather played for the Lions. You don't remember?
No. Hey, let's turn on those Purdue highlights because all your highlights here blow. And I wanted him here. This hasn't worked.
Yeah.
You got to move him.
You got to move everybody.
So hold on. David, are there any names associated with this job?
Nothing from Shams.
And I swear to God, if this is another nepotism hire, my head will explode.
Yeah, nothing from Shams. He just says they're opening up the search this week.
I'm just waiting to find, like, Arn Tellem's long-lost brother, Charlie. And it's like, Charlie Tellem, our new president of basketball ops.
You mean you don't want to see Billy Gores?
Right, Pete Gores.
Oh, I know who it's going to be. Dwayne Casey.
David, they border on parody as an organization. All right. Here's what I want to do.
Tommy Weaver.
We just brought in Troy's brother.
Sweet mother of God. I'll get to the callers in a moment. We got to mix in some football as well. What do you got? Prop bets? Is that next week?
That's next week.
All right. We'll get some football and I'll get to these callers as well. Because the Baez thing, it's there and I want to hear from people on it. Because he's not wrong. I just. Ain't nobody trying to hear it. And have you heard of a more ridiculous sports move than the Pistons now giving Troy Weaver another boss? Great.
Mike, I got some football questions for you, some draft questions. No mock drafts, but.
Thank God.
How about we play a little game?
More football questions.
Yeah, let's do it. And staying put is not an option.
Okay.
Better to trade up or trade down. I got a list of teams. Some teams you could probably guess. There's some other teams on here. I want to put some thought into it.
All right, and I will do my level best not just to blurt out trade down every time.
Okay.
Because that generally is what I want, but I hear you. So let me hear it.
The Washington Commanders.
He said, you know, in what was it, Marion Barry? Bitch set me up. This guy, I can't say stay put and just take Jaden Daniels.
No, it's right. Or do you go and get that guy? Because right, Washington, here's the thing about Washington. Washington has 3 picks in the top 50. They have 6 picks in the top 100.
And staying put, not an option, then fine. I'd at least pick up the phone, call the Bears, and go, what would it take?
Okay.
I would make an attempt to move up. Now, again, that is suggestive that your scouts have a grade on Caleb that seemingly everyone has. I'll play your game. Trade up.
And trading down is an option.
No, it is not when you haven't had a quarterback since Doug Williams.
Okay, well, this team has had a quarterback since Doug Williams. The New England Patriots.
Trade up. That's a trade up based on they have to take third best guy available. I don't think anyone's got a grade on Drake May putting him at number 2. Now, if you move down, you could be in the wilderness. If you're the Patriots, the dynasty is long gone. This team is hapless. You need. Do you know what their win total is for next year? 4.5. 4.5. Move up.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Move down. Cap is a nightmare. Jim has to set up his system. He needs bodies. He needs replacements. They've had to lose some people. Move down. And I understand sitting at 5 and taking maybe Malik Nabers. That's a great answer for Keenan Allen and Mike Williams going out the door. The problem, they need a lot more help than that. Okay. So I would say move down.
David, anything say?
No, I would definitely agree. They need not only bodies, they need cheap bodies. That's what they need.
Team control.
They're
going
to have to
bodies.
Cut guys again in the offseason. So, yeah, they need cheap bodies.
The New York Football Giants.
move down. I mean, it's a move down because the Giants just are so woefully under-talented. The move up, I would understand. The problem is what it would take for him to do it at six. I probably move down.
You're probably looking at this year and next year's number one picks.
Yeah, and it's a real hard thing to sell when you look at that roster. I would say move down, especially if their plan is to move back up and get Penix or Bo Nix. Move down, get additional capital that makes that move up less painful in the late first, early second. I'll say move down.
Let's stay in New York. The New York Football Jets.
Move up. You're already in bed with Beelzebub. I mean, Aaron Rodgers running the damn franchise. He wants Marvin Harrison, get him Marvin Harrison. He wants Neighbors, get him Neighbors. Now, I believe, truthfully, sitting there is just fine. They could take Brock Bowers and move forward. But whatever Aaron wants, they'll do.
The Chicago Bears, not number one,
nine.
But the number nine. What do you do with that?
I think they have enough capital. If they wanted to go from nine to move up to six or five to get, let's say you had a fantasy as Ryan Poles to get Caleb Williams and put Marvin Harrison Jr. with him. You can do that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to pull up their draft chart for the next 3 years.
I was about to say, it's going to cost you something extra because they only have four picks in this draft.
Right, but they have a ton of capital moving forward. I think you could justify, if you believe Caleb's our guy, Keenan Allen's a one-year fix, DJ Moore's the perpetual number two, this particular player X is this perfect fit with Caleb, then go get him. Okay. Look, Houston showed you. If you believe this is the perfect player, you go and get Will Anderson and you figure it out. Next thing you know, you're in the playoffs. I'd say move up. Be aggressive with it.
Okay. David?
They have 2 second rounds already next year. We'll probably have 2 fourth rounds because of playing time for Justin Fields. So they got capital.
They got a ton of it.
The next couple years. So I would definitely trade back, though.
Now, I'm going to give you some teams that you probably haven't heard about moving around. Yeah. But the Dallas Cowboys.
Is it a cop-out to say move down?
No,
they did nothing in the offseason. The roster has holes. I think you got to move down. You've got to give yourself the ability to waste a higher-level pick on a running back since that situation's in chaos. I would move down. They clearly are cap-compromised. If anyone wants to dance and give you an extra two or three, I think they got
to
do it.
That's what I was going to say. They have so many decisions to make cap-wise. They're like what the Chargers are right now. Yeah. They need to go ahead and get bodies now because they're going to have to make decisions.
Okay. So not one particular player, but you want volume.
I just think it's the ability to plug holes. They didn't do it in free agency.
All right. The next two, the Buffalo Bills.
Down. Got to move down. Rico, I mean, in upwards of what, six defensive starters out the door? You know, Steph Diggs out the door, Gabe mm-hmm. Davis out the door. You just have, it's a bit of a retooling. And in order to do that, and in order to help absorb Josh Allen's extension, you need, as David put it, cheap, controllable players. You gotta find a way to move
and
down.
See, and all of that makes sense, but somehow I see Buffalo saying,
moving up.
We gotta get a receiver. We gotta replace our guy.
But they're not one
no
player
sense.
Away, right?
David, nothing these teams do makes sense, but the fact that everybody, yes, we need a lot of help on defense. Great. We're going to draft a wide receiver. The Green Bay Packers. Green Bay has a lot of picks in this draft.
I'd move up. I think the Packers have reached a place that the Lions have reached, that they feel that they are a player away. And look, I don't know positionally what that is for them. But if it's an O-lineman that they envision as the next great Packer O-lineman, or if it's a defensive player that finally gets their defense in order, Rico, I think the Lions and Packers have earned the right to move up, almost like Atlanta when they went up and got Julio, mm-hmm. and it helped get them to a Super Bowl. You think you're a player away, you have the right to move up.
Well, it's funny you say that because Detroit was on my list. They were last, but you just brought them up.
I would empower Brad Holmes to move up if he chooses. Why? He's got the track record. And when he identifies a guy he wants, he's not afraid to go and get him. No problem with the Lions moving up if that's what they want to do.
It's strange for me to say, but they may be one player away. And if they see that one player,
Detroit
that can help.
Detroit or Green Bay?
Detroit.
Okay.
Green Bay, I just looked, 12 picks.
Right. Green Bay has a lot of draft capital.
And what you often see is teams will move a couple of these picks for assets next year because it keeps the surplus going. Mm-hmm. But if, and again, I don't know who the player would be. For the Lions, let's say Brad has his eyes on one corner in particular. Well, all of a sudden, it makes a hell of a lot of sense to go up and get him the way the Chiefs went up and got McDuffie to pair with Snead. I'd be fine with both of them.
Okay. Finally, the Indianapolis Colts. You got the quarterback of the future.
You do.
You really believe that this team could do some damage in AFC.
Move up. It is. It would have to be a piece that takes the offense and invests in Anthony Richardson. I'll say move up, but it's tepid. You're not letting me say stand pat, so I'll say.
Got to make this interesting.
51% move up, 49% no.
Yeah, I'll go with the trade down because they only have 7 picks, and I get it. They're a good team, really good in that division, but they probably need more on that roster.
You know, what I said is, David, they're short on difference makers.
Exactly.
So when you're moving up, it's to get a difference maker.
Fair.
Now, I'm going to end it with this. Do you know which team probably has the best draft capital? Not the most, but the best draft capital in this draft. And that's without a trade right now.
I mean, Minnesota with 11-23.
David?
I was going to say the Bears.
But they're not. Number one's off the table.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
The Bears have 4 picks.
The Vikings, then, yeah.
No. The Arizona Cardinals. 6 picks in the top 90. And that's without a trade happening at 4.
Yeah.
So they get 6 picks in the top 90. They're sitting the best going into the draft. So.
Wow. Jesus.
A little NFL blitz.
No, I like that you put the rules in there.
Yeah.
Because it makes you frame it. I like that. Painful, but that was good.
All right.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.